Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We are going to play part two, the conclusion of the phone conversation I had with an official of a Focus on the Family state affiliate, the Family Policy Institute of Washington. The official's name, he's a young guy, but he said he's an official over a government policy area of the group. His name is Russell Johnson, and so far in the conversation, if you heard the previous program on Friday, he said that regarding James Dobson breaking his pledge that he made invoking the name of God, that he would never again, for as long as God lets him live on this earth, vote for a politician, a pro-life politician who has exceptions, who would kill a single innocent baby, Russell Johnson didn't care. Regarding the fact that Focus on the Family continues to play the video in their Welcome Center in Colorado Springs of Dr. Dobson, the video of him making the pledge that he has publicly violated, in which he invoked the name of God, Russell Johnson, a Family Policy Institute, a Focus on the Family state affiliate, doesn't care. Regarding the fact that John McCain has voted to authorize funding for surgical abortions to kill some kids, Russell Johnson doesn't care. So now the conversation will continue. But just before we start that, did you hear the conversation on another radio station yesterday between the president of American Right to Life and the president of Colorado Right to Life? What a fabulous program. It was on Pastor Gino Geraci's two-hour drive time talk show. Gino is the pastor of Calvary Chapel, South Denver. What a fabulous discussion about John McCain and about the partial birth abortion ban and about Colorado and our historic statewide ballot in November to affirm the God-given right to life of the unborn, the personhood amendment on the ballot, and what an opportunity. And the callers made the show. I'd love it if we could get permission to air that program right here on Bob Enyart Live. But if you missed that, or whether you caught it or missed it, you can hear Brian Rohrbaugh and Joe Riccobono. This Saturday night is the annual banquet for Colorado Right to Life. Please, if you can, I'm going to give out their phone number and then the Bob Enyart Live phone number. Because, by the way, it is our annual telethon, the Bob Enyart Live annual September telethon, and we have such a great need for support from our listeners. But if you want to go to the Colorado Right to Life annual banquet, it's $100 a plate, and their phone number is 303-753-9394. That's 303-753-9394. The Bob Enyart Live phone number, if we have time when this second part of the conversation is over, perhaps we'll have time to take calls. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-ENYART. And of course, you could subscribe to our monthly Bible study album, our sermons, we're offering our BEL televised classics. The Bob Enyart Live TV show is back on DVD. So we have so many great resources that you could enjoy. The Plot, My Life's Work, an overview of the whole Bible, The Plot. So our phone number here is 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278, 800-836-9278. And our website is KGOV, that's KGOV.com. And now let's go right to this Focus on the Family state affiliate, the Family Policy Institute of Washington, with Russell Johnson.
So now I'd like to change the topic. All right, we talked about McCain and funding. So now let's talk about McCain and his view of the unborn. Okay? How does McCain view the unborn? Do you know? Have you looked at his website?
McCain has a consistently solid pro-life record. He believes that life begins at conception, and he has consistently voted to support those type of measures. He believes Roe versus Wade was incorrectly decided.
Okay.
It should be overturned, reverted to the state, and on top of that, he would nominate Supreme Court judges that protect the institution of life as being a right granted by God and not by government.
Okay, let's talk through that, okay?
But again, there's no use to talk
Russell,
through
it. Well, no, Russell, you just said here's what McCain believes. Let me add to that, okay? I got in this battle against abortion about 20 years ago. I've been following McCain. His entire career, he has opposed every effort at a human life amendment to define an unborn child as a person.
He believes it's a state right.
No, that's just new. He picked that up from the Libertarian Party. Let me go a little further. Colorado has a historic personhood amendment. He opposes it. In the U.S. Senate, Senator Wicker, Republican from Mississippi, introduced the Life at Conception Act. It has 11 U.S. senators who have co-sponsored it.
And
that is historic. There's never been that many senators that I know of.
But the reality is it would never pass.
Senator John McCain opposes the Life at Conception Act.
Because he believes he say it right and shouldn't be.
That's just his latest deception. He didn't say that for 20 years.
Well,
he's always opposed. No, you're wrong. You cannot document that, Russell, before this election cycle. He picked that up from the Libertarian Party.
That is, it's not a Libertarian principle. It's a Republican principle, limited government.
So he believes that the personhood protection in the U.S. Constitution, where the 5th and the 14th Amendments say that no state shall deprive a person of life without due process. That is, they have to have the ability to face their accusers, they have to be convicted of a capital crime, and then they could be deprived of life. He believes that doesn't apply to an unborn child because an unborn child is not a person under our form of government. That's what he believes. He will appoint judges. The federal Constitution says no state shall deprive a person of life. So we know that he rejects the personhood of the unborn.
His judicial philosophy, whether stated or not, for the better part of his career has favored state rights. Now, you may not be able to find a quote from him from 20 years ago that says, I believe that Roe versus Wade should be filtered out.
He was defending Roe v. Wade until, do you know when the last time his wife said that he wants to keep Roe v. Wade on the books? Do you know when she said that, Cindy McCain?
No.
She said that during the RNC. She said it in an interview on CBS Evening News. They asked Cindy McCain, are you pro-life? She said, yes, my record shows I'm pro-life. They said, do you want Roe v. Wade overturned? She said, no. She supports Roe v. Wade. They said, well, your husband, John McCain, he wants Roe v. Wade overturned. And she said, no, he doesn't. No.
Then she's not aware of her husband's position.
She didn't catch his Saturday night conversion with Rick Warren.
And
where do you stand on abortion?
I'm pro-life. I'm on the record as being pro-life, like my husband.
So do you oppose it even in the cases of rape and incest?
No.
No. Do you believe Roe v. Wade should be overturned?
No.
No?
I don't. No.
Why not? Your husband does.
No, I don't think he does.
He believes that it should be overturned. That's what he told me, and that it should go to the states.
Well, in that respect, yes, yeah, it is a state. That I understand what you're saying now. It is a states issue, absolutely. That I
do believe. So you do believe it should be overturned or shouldn't be overturned?
I believe it's a states issue. That I do believe.
After the interview, we contacted the McCain campaign to clarify Cindy McCain's position on abortion. They told us that, like Laura Bush, Mrs. McCain does not favor overturning Roe v. Wade, which guarantees the legal right to an abortion.
And it is further underscored by his pick of this vice presidential choice of his commitment to socially conservative values.
She's the distraction to convince Christians that his career-long commitment to kill kids would be overlooked and whitewashed.
No,
Jesus said they're whitewashed sepulchers. Inside, they're filled with dead men's bones.
Yeah.
But how easy Christians are deceived by child killers.
Yeah.
Dr. Dobson said that we are a mistress to the Republican Party. They take us out when it's election time. They tell us.
And who are you voting for this election? You're going to vote for the Constitution Party this election?
No. They tell us what we want to.
For this election?
No. They tell us.
Are you going to write into
Russell,
are we going to have a theocracy?
Russell, I am talking about how wicked John McCain is, his godlessness. When Sarah Palin spoke, if you heard her talk, she didn't mention protecting the unborn. She did not mention protecting marriage between one man and one woman.
She doesn't need to. Her record shows.
John McCain is against the defense of marriage between a man and a woman.
On a state level.
He is against protecting the unborn as a person. She didn't mention the borders, protecting the borders, because John McCain is an enemy of safe borders.
She abandoned the Kennedy immigration bill. She figured out the American people don't want it.
She didn't mention free speech because John McCain has been an enemy of the God-given right to free speech that Christian ministries use.
No, of course he's not.
He's not. That's what Dr. Dobson has been saying about him since McCain-Feingold.
The McCain-Feingold Act was meant at the Reformation of
okay, so now,
youth
so now,
politicians. Now, I would agree that McCain-Feingold has done a disservice to many conservative groups that have been long supporters of the Republican Party.
Yeah, a politician doesn't have the right
to be done. Something needed to be done.
Yeah, but not something wrong. But not something wrong. We have a God-given right to free speech.
Sometimes when a lot of right is done, a little wrong is too. And you take what you can get and leave the rest.
Okay, so.
But the reality is your worldview here is bent on setting up a type of theocracy that only.
That's not true. I haven't said one thing. I haven't said one thing that advocates a theocracy.
And if,
Russell,
if they would dare violate one principle out of Deuteronomy, then they're a God-hater, and we better not
vote for them. I haven't said one thing that advocates a theocracy.
It's what you're not saying.
Russell, if a politician...
theocratic belief.
If a politician funds the murder of children and tells us he's against the personhood of the unborn, then we should be wise enough to know, since he's openly a child killer, he will live the rest of his political career as a child killer, since he now has the Christian approval.
That is an intentional distortion. An intentional distortion.
How so?
That is an intentional distortion.
How so?
John McCain supports pro-life movement. He has 100% pro-life.
He funds abortion. They're lying to you. Hey, Russell, let me ask you this. If National is lying to you, would you want to know? If National is lying to you, National Right to Life, would you want to know if they're lying to you?
They are not lying.
But if they're lying to you, would you want to know?
But again, if you can only prove your point of view by dealing in non sequitur ad hominem.
How about October 27th?
That's what defines a strong.
How about October?
You always have to talk about things that are neither here nor there.
How about October 27th, 2005?
If you are truly as pro-life as you are saying that you are, then you would understand that the pro-life movement is not about electing candidates who are saying, well, the day I get in office, I'll tell you what, I'm going to overturn Roe versus Wade and I'm going to lock up every abortion doctor. That's not what the pro-life movement is about, because that won't happen. You take aggregated steps towards your goal.
Russell, I haven't said that. You keep shooting down straw dummies, things I haven't said.
Russell,
who are you
voting for in 2008?
Russell, is this ad hominem on October 27, 2005, John McCain voted to fund surgical abortion of children whose fathers are criminals. Is that ad hominem?
Is this ad hominem? Who are you voting for?
It's irrelevant. I'm talking about John McCain being a child killer.
It's irrelevant because you have pigeonholed yourself into this
Russell. Here's the last
worldview that makes everybody an enemy except anybody who agrees 100% with you.
That's not true.
That is true.
No, we work with scores of pro-life leaders and groups around the country. And guess what? They don't agree with us on everything.
Well, the American
Not even my wife does.
Has sure done their best to make a lot of enemies.
American Life League, the second largest pro-life group in the country, specifically anti-abortion group, disagrees with us, and we work with them so closely. I can name groups we work with that we disagree with.
Well, then take that thing.
But we're not going to support a child killer and close our eyes to the lies.
But when you allow small-minded, theocratic worldviews to intentionally alter or distort somebody's record into believing that the pro-life movement can be changed or started or upticked or overturned in a day.
Russell, we don't think that.
We build to the future.
Russell, we don't think it could be overturned in a day. But if National Right to Life is lying to you, would you want to know?
I don't deal with these philosophical strawman arguments.
It's not philosophical or strawman.
It's neither here nor there.
I could prove they're lying to you.
If you were lying to me, I'd want to know.
Right, and how about if National's lying to you? Would you want to know?
If anybody's lying, you would want to know.
Would you want to know if National is lying to you?
National Right to Life has the correct view on the pro-life issue because they understand that politics and that elected officials are not about finding somebody who agrees with your biblical interpretation.
Okay.
It's about finding
people who work on behalf of the path. Of course, I agree.
But of course, I mean, what you want, though, is that you want to elect the Apostle Paul.
Russell, of course, that's not true. That's another straw man. Hey, Russell, if you go to Yahoo News, you could see a check that American Right to Life wrote for $10,000, and we offered it to National Right to Life if they can name one U.S. Supreme Court justice who is pro-life, who has ever held, ever, even in a dissent, in any case, has ever held that the unborn child has a right to life or is a person. Could
there
you?
Not been a significant case.
You're with
that has been brought before the Supreme Court since 73, where Roe versus Wade was decided, where a Supreme Court judge would be able to make a literal or logical explanation or dissenting opinion that would state them in that position. But both Bush and McCain have both said that they would elect Supreme Court judges who would overturn Roe versus Wade, and Bush has done that. He has elected or nominated two Supreme Court judges.
National Right to Life has admitted, after our expose of the partial birth abortion ruling, Gonzales v. Carhart, they have publicly admitted that they don't have any confidence that Samuel Alito or John Roberts would vote to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Well, then, because the reality is that they would. And the reason that they already haven't is because they are still in the minority.
They refuse to join Clarence Thomas and Antonin Scalia in their minority opinion when they said, we believe that Roe v. Wade should be overturned. That was in April of 2007. Alito and Roberts refused to join that, so National Right to Life has publicly stated that we don't have any confidence.
Well, then, have any brains,
here's two Supreme Court justices that had the opportunity to agree with two other Supreme Court justices.
No, they don't, because there's
well, they had the opportunity,
no
and they...
There'd be no reason to officially agree.
And George W. Bush told us, he made his campaign promises that when he nominates judges,
He didn't.
He said he will not give them a litmus test, and that was stated directly regarding the issue of abortion, directly. So I give the offer to you, Russell, at Family Policy Institute in Washington. Here's the offer. We will give you guys $10,000 if you could identify one Supreme Court justice who has ever held in any ruling, even in a dissent. That's where they say what they disagree with the court, that has ever held that the unborn child is a person or has a right to life. Do you think you could find one Supreme Court justice who has ever held that?
And if John McCain is elected president...
He said he'll give us more of the same kind of judges.
John McCain is elected president. In fact, that's what he didn't say.
Yeah, no, he did say that.
If John McCain was elected president, he would nominate conservative Supreme Court judges who viewed the Constitution as it was written, and who would overturn Roe versus Wade. And when that does happen, I'll call you back, and I'll give you the name of five Supreme Court justices.
Okay, could you name one right now? I mean, $10,000 is a lot of money, no, to your group? Could you name one?
I could give you $100,000 if you would somehow explain to me how this theocratic hatred of people who don't ideologically view the pro-life issue as the same as you and using that to propel your group as saying, well, we're the only truly pro-life.
We've never said that. We work with dozens of other groups.
We're not supporting John McCain.
We work with Human Life International.
Your group is defined by who you're against, not what you're for.
That's not true. We got the personhood amendment on the ballot in Colorado. It's historic, the first time in 40 years. Our principles in American Right to Life were key players in the state of Colorado to get 130,000 signatures to get on the ballot.
That's fantastic.
So, but why would you make that accusation that we're only who we're against, not what we're for?
Your organization is absolutely defined by that. It's not about what you're for. It's not that we're pro-life.
Well, for the first time in 40 years, we got a personhood amendment on a statewide ballot.
Yeah, and for the first time in 40 years, we have pro-life organizations coming out and blasting one of the greatest leaders in the pro-life movement in America because somehow they have a difference with him.
Actually, Russell, National Right to Life has been kicking out state organizations and leaders for decades when they point out that when we compromise on God's command, do not murder, it backfires on the unborn.
But again, John McCain has not compromised.
He's a child killer. He told us he rejects the personhood of the unborn.
The pro-life issue. And you
let me ask you this.
You still haven't answered even an easier question, which should be an easy question for you.
Yeah.
Is who you intend to vote for and how that vote will help the pro-life movement on the presidential ballot in 2008. The reason you can't answer this question is because your vote in the 2008 presidential election will do nothing to further the pro-life movement if you intentionally do not vote for the McCain-Palin ticket.
When millions of Christians want to be lied to and believe that a child killer who rejects the personhood of the unborn is pro-life, then we are that much further away from ever stopping abortion.
But it's just, I mean, really, it's not even at the level of disagreement. Like, my feelings towards your organization, not even disagreement.
Yeah.
It's absolute revolting disgust.
Wow.
Like, we are the state associate for Focus on the Family, and I would never let your group work with us, not one day. I would not promote your values.
We've never said anything like that about Dr. Dobson.
When you use words like child killer to define John McCain, you physically make me sick, and I'm embarrassed today that you call yourself a...
John McCain funds the killing. He authorized funds for surgical abortion, Russell.
Remember my words.
Yes.
I am embarrassed today as an official of the Family Policy Institute who oversees governmental affairs. I am embarrassed that you call yourself a Christian and use words like child killer to define John McCain and Sarah Palin. I am embarrassed.
I didn't apply that to her.
Yes, you did. I'm embarrassed and I'm...
Is abortion child killing?
What?
Is abortion child killing?
Oh, I told you where I stand.
Is abortion child killing, Russell?
I told you where I stand.
I'm not sure how you would answer that.
Well, I told you where I stand.
If you don't want to answer it, I understand. Is abortion child killing?
I have told you where I stand, and you told me where
all
you
right.
stand. You
Russell,
called,
thank you.
You called John McCain a baby killer.
Yeah, he funds the killing of unborn children.
You said John McCain is a baby.
He's a child killer. Yeah, John McCain is a child killer.
I mean,
he believes that children, if a child's father is a criminal, like a rapist, that child doesn't deserve to be loved or protected by law. He believes that. Let me ask you this. What's more sickening, that John McCain funds the surgical abortion of that child or that I pointed out? Which is more sickening?
I'll tell you what is the most sickening.
Could you answer that? Which is more sickening?
I'll go straight for the jugular. I'll tell you what is the most sickening.
All right.
And the most sickening is that you make the theocratic argument on the precipice or on the basis that you are a Christian and that you call John McCain a baby killer.
What did I say that's theocratic?
That is what is most disgusting.
What did I say that's theocratic?
That is what is most important.
All right. Russell,
your entire argument is based on this warped view of this, you know, this theocratic purism.
All right. Russell,
some type of agreement. You can't say that, well, I agree with you 90% of the time, but I don't agree with you 10% of the time, but I still can, you know.
Russell, we have groups we work with that we disagree with. Well, we just don't want to support a child killer and lie to Christians and say he's 100% pro-life.
You may work with dozens of organizations, but count our organization out. That's not something I want to be a part of.
Russell, someday I hope we will work together.
I will make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, what if we come to agree?
If we came to agree that John McCain wasn't a baby killer, sure. We can come to agreement with my position. You're welcome anytime. But until you do.
Hey, Russell, is abortion child killing?
Absolutely.
Okay, does John McCain fund surgical abortion of some children?
It is not the way that you have intentionally distorted the record.
Okay, on October 27, 2005, what did he vote to authorize funding for?
It does not make him a child killer.
If you fund the killing of an innocent child, are you responsible for that crime, for that sin?
Not. Fund it in the way that you are intentionally distorting.
Well, when he funds the surgical abortion of an innocent child.
But again, I mean, you guys have to open your eyes sometimes and think, hey, why are all these national organizations disassociating themselves with us?
We know the answer to that. We also say, why are all these other national and international organizations aligning with us? Some of the largest pro-life groups in the world are working with us on all these projects.
The most important and integral ones that are connected with the conservative movement and the Christian movement in the United States of America have decidedly distanced themselves from you folks from this type of inflammatory language, and it's disgusting.
All right.
It's just absolutely
Russell,
disgusting to get on the phone and call John McCain a baby killer. I understand you disagree with him.
Russell, if he funds the killing of children, we call him a child killer.
I understand if you don't want to vote for him. That's a personal decision that you'll be accountable for, and my vote for him, I'll be accountable for.
If a Christian pastor asked you, does John McCain fund the killing of unborn children, how would you answer it?
No, he has 100%.
He has 100%. Pro-life rating from National Right to Life. That's what Russell Johnson, an official with the Family Policy Institute of Washington, a state affiliate of James Dobson's Focus on the Family, that's what he will tell Christians. I mean, he will lie. He knows he's lying, but lying is worth it. It's worth it to lie for what? To get a Republican victory. It's worth it to lie to tell Christians this unrepentant child killer is 100% pro-life, a man who rejects the personhood and the God-given right to life of the unborn. That's where Focus on the Family has brought many in the body of Christ, many to this place. Jesus said, "You will know them by their fruit." This is where Christians are being brought to this level of deception, lying. A political hack is someone who doesn't care about right and wrong, morality, truth, scripture, but who will tell you anything they need to say to try to win an argument for their partisan candidate. That's a political hack. That's what Christian leaders are becoming under the leadership of Jay Sekulow. What's his name? Jay Sekulow, American Center for Law and Justice, National Right to Life, Focus on the Family. Tragedy. Did you hear Russell Johnson say Bush said he would nominate judges who would overturn Roe v. Wade? No, he said he doesn't have a litmus test. That's what he said. You remember what George W. Bush said in South Dakota? That was devastating. Said, no, I think you should be able to kill these kids here. And if you don't keep the right to kill these kids, well, then I'll let you kill all the kids. See that? It turns out exceptions are a window to the soul. When you're told by a pro-life activist that they want to save 99% of the babies, so you should support them? Don't believe that. Believe that only if you're a fool. George W. Bush, South Dakota, was going for a ban on abortion, and he said, oh, no, I think you should be able to kill these 1% over here, so if you don't let them kill these 1%, then I'll let them kill all of them. See, it's the opposite of what you've been told. Because exceptions are a window to the soul. I hope to see you Saturday night at Colorado Right to Life's banquet, 303-753-9394. Maranatha, what a great school in Arvada, Colorado. Maranatha, may God bless you.